And good evening. First, I'd like to thank Jeremy Fader for putting this all together, organizing it, the food, recruiting, nice flyers. I also thank the sponsors, One Anonymous and also Stephen Perlich, for sponsoring the event. Lilo Nishmas Moshe Ben Tzvi, Binyamin Ben Shmuel, and Shlomo Aryeh Ben Yisrael. Now, again, as you guys know, the plan is to learn a daf each day, each night. And since a lot of the Dapim and Megillah are very, very long, I request that all questions come afterwards. This way we have some easy flow. Because you can see at least the first Daf alone is very, very large. And we could be here for a couple hours if you want. I'm not sure if that's what everybody plans on doing. Let's try to keep it to a minimum just to get things flowing. And then afterwards, I'm more than happy to answer any questions that I can. So let's begin. Get right into it. Maseches Megillah. The mission begins. Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph, B'Yud Beis, B'Yud Gimel, B'Yud Dalet, and Tesvav. The Megillah, as we know, is read on one of these days, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. Lo pachos lo yoser, the Mishnah says it cannot be read any earlier than Yud Aleph, and it can't be read any later than Tezvav. The krachim hamukafin choma mimos Yeshub ben Nun, the cities that were mukafin, that were surrounded by the walls that dated back to the times of Yeshub ben Nun, they were covered in Tezvav. They would read on the 15th. All these questions, the Gemara is going to analyze why what's the source for each of these days. Why is Yeshua ben Nun any more different than the other days? But if it's a walled city that dates back to Yeshua ben Nun, they read on the different day, 15th, which is the Shushan Purim, as we know it. The Kfar and Vayaros, the villages, and the Ayaros Gedolos, the large cities, would Karin B'Yud Dalin. They read on the 14th. So we see right now the 15th is for walled cities, 14th is for cities and villages. Elisha Kfarim, but the Kfarim, the villages, Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, they have a special kula of allowing them to read earlier sometimes. They don't always go on the 14th. There's some situations where they're allowed to read earlier. Liyom HaKnisa, what's Yom HaKnisa? So we're not going to read Rashi's inside, sometimes we will. I'll just say outside what Rashi means here. Rashi's describing a situation where the villagers would come and they lived far away. And no one in the kfarim knew how to read Megillah. They weren't studying so much, they weren't so learned. So they would have to schlep to the big cities anyways to hear Bal Karei, listen to Yotzei Megillah. So they would come every Monday and Thursday as it is to go. They had a court case to go to, Bati Dinim to sit with. So for them to have to come Monday and then Thursday, and then it happens to be, let's say, Yud Dalet on a Tuesday, they'd have to come three times in the week. That's a lot. So they were very makel. The Gemara will explain why they were makel for them, that once they're coming in Monday or Thursday anyways, the one right before the 14th, the Gemara is going to go through each of the situations, there's a special heter for them to read on the Yom HaKnisa, which is either Monday or Thursday. The Yom HaKnisa, the day they would enter into the cities anyways for the Beit Dinim. So the Mishnah goes now to explain each situation. Ketad, how does this work? How do the Kfarim read earlier? Chal Lios Yudalad B'Sheni, if the 14th falls out on Monday. Right, so this year works out well for Adar Rishon. Right, so Yud Dalet is tonight. No, Yud Dalet is really tomorrow. It doesn't work out this year. Okay, Yud Dalet is, let's say Yud Dalet is on Sheni, on Monday. The 14th is on Monday. So the Kfarim Vayaros Gdolos, the villagers, which come in on Monday anyways, so they're going to read on the 14th because they're there as it is. And the Ayaros Gdolos are always on the 14th, so they're also going to read Korin Bo Bayom on that day, the 14th, which is Monday. U'mokvas Choma L'machar, and the walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun will read the next day, Lamachar, on the 15th, which is on a Tuesday. That's scenario one. There's no exception to that. That's a regular week. Let's say the 14th is Chal Lios B'Shlishi. Let's say the 14th falls out on Tuesday, Obrevi, or on Wednesday. So then the Kfar Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. Then we apply the Kula that the villagers are able to read earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday prior, which will either be the 12th or the 13th. Right? If the 14th is on Tuesday, so then the 13th is on Monday. Or if the 14th is on Wednesday, then Monday is going to be the 12th. So they're reading either on the 12th or the 13th in this scenario. And then the Ayaros Gedolos, Karin Bo Bayom, the walled cities never change their time. It's always on the 14th, regardless of which day of the week. And the next day, the 15th, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday, depending on the scenario, the walled cities will read on the 15th. Then the Mishnah says, Chalios Bechamishi. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Thursday. So then the Kfarim, Vayaros Gedolos, Korin Bobayom. The villagers are going on Thursday anyway, so they're able to read and should read on the Thursday, which is the 14th. And the big cities are also reading on the 14th, which is Thursday. U'mokbas Chom Olamachar, and then the next day, the 15th Friday, the walled cities read. So that's a regular situation. But let's say Chal Lios Erev Shabbos. So let's say the 14th falls out on an Erev Shabbos. So the Kfarim can't read on Erev Shabbos, it's Friday. They're not going to the city. So they're Makdimim Liu Maknisa. They read the day earlier, which is Thursday, the 13th, they're reading on. And now Yaris Gedolos, Mokvas Choma, Korin Bo Bayom. So the walled cities and the big cities read on the Friday, which is the 14th, that's regular. The walled cities can't read on Shabbos, because we know you can't read on Shabbos, the Gemara will explain, there's a concern you might carry on Shabbos. So the walled cities can't read on Shabbos, so they push it off. They can't read on Sunday. Why can't they read on Sunday?
Past the 15th.
We'll see in the Gemara, you can't read past the 15th. So Sunday's not an option, so therefore they have to read earlier. On Friday, it's a case where they read on the 14th, even though they're supposed to read on the 15th. Now, the next scenario the Mishnah says is Chal Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on Shabbos, and we just said before you can't read Megillah on Shabbos because of chamur concern. I want to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. So I don't know how to read. So I'm going to carry my Megillah and find the Chacham who could read for me. And there's no Erev where I live. So I'm going to end up carrying on Shabbos. So they said no one's allowed to ever lay in on Shabbos. So it's the 14th. What am I supposed to do? I can't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Which day do I read the Megillah? So the Mishnah explains that again, Chal Lios B'Shabbos, the Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimim V'Karim Liyom HaKnisa. So this is interesting here. The villagers, they're not going to read on Shabbos, of course. They can't read on Friday because they don't go to the city on Friday. So they read on Thursday. So that makes sense. But the Mishnah's added chiddush here is that also the big cities, we know they can't read on Shabbos. Maybe they should read on Friday because they're staying wherever they are anyways. They don't need to go anywhere. The Mishnah's mechanech that they go back all the way to Thursday to read on Yom HaKnisa along with the Kfarim. The Gemara will explain why that is. Let's say Chal Lios Achar Shabbos. Let's say 14th falls out on Sunday. So the Kfarim, they can't read on Sunday. They're not going in. They can't read on Shabbos. They can't read on Friday because they're not going into the city. So they go all the way back to Thursday, which turns out to be the 11th. That's the earliest possible day you're ever able to read. So the Kfarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa, which ends up being Thursday, the 11th. Ayaris Gedolos are Korin Bo Bayom. They are reading on the 14th, which is Sunday. And Mokbas Choma Lamachar. And the walled cities read on Monday, which is the 15th. So this is the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to know now, Megillah Nikkeis B'Yud Aleph Min Alan. How do we now know that you're able to read Megillah so early as the 11th? Gemara says, Min Alan, how do you know? K'dabainan L'meimar L'kaman. Like we're going to say later on, Min Alan implies that there's a source. Now, whenever you ask for a source in Megillah, of course, Megillah's Esther. So the Gemara wants to know, Min Alan, what's the source in the Megillah that we have that you're allowed to read on the Yud Aleph? And the Gemara says, what do you mean Min Alan? It's not a din. When we call a source in Esther, it's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's not Deraisa. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's a Nach. It's a higher level than a Derabanan, but it's a lower level than Deraisa. So the Gemara wants to know, where's the Divrei Kabbalah? Where's the source? And the Gemara says, it's not a Divrei Kabbalah. It's not sourced in the Pasuk anywhere. Because it's really a Din Derabanan that we allow the Kfarim to read earlier. If the Chachamim create a Din, there's no source in the Torah. When the Chachamim say that you can't read Megillah, let's say, on Shabbos, or you can't shake Lulav on Shabbos, there's no source in the Torah. The Chachamim created that. So how could the Gemara ask Minolan? It's Kedabinan Lamemar Lakaman. The Gemara later on is going to tell us the reason is because the Chachamim were Hikilu ala Kfarim. They were Mekel. They were lenient on the villages. Lios Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. They were Mekel. Now the reason that we're about to read, we're not going to be able to analyze. For right now it's going to be confusing. The Gemara is going to later on in a few days adjust the reasoning here. But the Gemara does invoke the initial understanding. What's the reason why the Chachamim let the villagers read earlier? Now the way we read this is, again, just take it at face value for now, we wanted the villagers to be available on the Megillah reading day so they could sell to the big cities. So let's say it's the 14th for us today. Today's Monday, right? So Monday we're in the big city. Wouldn't we be here in the five towns? So we want all the shops to be open so we could buy in Purim. So we tell the people who come from far away, you read the Megillah a few days earlier and be available to sell to us. So since they were able to be available, there's a special kula. We said, villagers, knock off your chiv earlier to be available for us. That's the reason right now. It doesn't make so much sense. There are a lot of questions, and the Gemara will address this later on. But either way, that was a creation of the Chachamim. There is no source in the Megillah's Esther for this. So what kind of shaila is this? So the Gemara says, Anan hachi karminam. Our understanding is as follows. Michti, let's analyze this for a moment. Kulei anshei Knesset Gedola Takninu. All these days, the 11th through the 15th, were all created by the anshei Knesset Gedola. Disa gadaitach Knesset Gedola yudal v'tezvav takin. If anshei Knesset Gedola said that you're only able to read on the 14th and on the 15th, asir rabbanan v'akri takanta d'datkinu anshei Knesset Gedola, Could the Chachamim come after the Anshe Knesset Gedola and uproot a creation of an earlier generation and a creation by the Anshe Knesset Gedola? It can't be. You can't Chachamim uproot an Anshe Knesset Gedola din. V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us that Ein Basin Yachol Levatel Divrei Basin Chaveiro. One basin cannot nullify another basin Sakana unless Elim Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'Mibinyan. Has to be greater in the amount and greater in wisdom. And there was no Chachamim to come after Anshe Knesset Gedola that was great enough to knock out a Takana of Anshe Knesset Gedola. So it couldn't be that Chachamim said, let's add on the 11th and 12th and 13th. There must therefore be a source in the Megillah that allowed you to read earlier. So the Gemara says, therefore, El Pshita Kulo Anshe Knesset Gedola Takinu, it's obvious that the Anshe Knesset Gedola, when they instituted reading the Megillah, they must have built in a heter to read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. The Chum just came along to explain why that was. But it really was initiated by the Anshe Knesset Gedola, and therefore there must be a source in the Megillah. So what's the source? Hey Haramiza, where is the hint in the Pesukim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, all the Pesukim here are going to be in Megillah's Esther. The Pasuk says, Lekayim es yimei ha-Purim ha-Ela bizmanehem. So in order to fulfill the days of Purim in their days, bizmanehem, in their days, plural. What do you mean bizmanehem? The way you break it down in grammar, my name is zmanim shelahem. Their times. That means there are multiple times. What do you mean? We read just one day. They're not multiple times. I read twice on Megillah, but I read twice on the same day, both on Yudalid. And you live in Yushalayim, it's both on the 15th. But that's one zman, not zmanim. So what do you mean zmanim? Zmanim harbe tiknulahem. When Anshe Knesset Gedola instituted the Takana to read, and they wrote the Pesukim, they said, Mizmanem, there were multiple times to read. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You can't make a drasha from the word Zmanem to infer multiple times. Hai mi baile ligufe. This Pasuk was needed for the Pasuk itself needed, just to read the Pasuk, you needed it. It's not an extra word. You can only make drashas on extra words. The Pasuk is Vayomer Hashem. You can't make a drasha on the word Vayomer. Vayomer is part of the pasuk. It wouldn't be a sentence without the word Vayomer there. You can only make a drasha if the word is extra, if it's superfluous. So as my name is part of the read of the Gemara, of the pasuk. You can't make a drasha. So the Gemara says, no. Imkain lemaz krasman. The pasuk could have just read, Lekai misimea purim ha'ela bizman. My name. The extra letters yud he mem, my name, are extra. That implies zmanim tuva, that there are multiple times that you're allowed to read. Gemara says, no, still, this word is not available for a drasha, because akati mi baile, it's still needed for the following drasha. Zmano shel zeh lo kizmano shel zeh. This person's time is not like that person's time. Which people are we talking about here? That the mokvas choma, the walled cities, have a different day than the unwalled cities. The unwalled cities only read on the 14th. And the walled cities only read on the 15th. They're exclusive and mutually exclusive. That's why it says Zmanim. There are two times that are completely separate from each other. And that's why it has to say Zmanim. There's no available words to make a drasha on. So the Gemara says, no. Imkain, if you wanted to just say that the 14th was different than the 15th, Imkain lema kras Zmanom, their time, each respectively. The time for the walled city and the time for the unwalled city. My Zmanehem, the extra you didn't hay there, what are those doing? Shemas min akula, to teach us all these drushas, that there are multiple times to read, not only the 14th for the wall, unwalled, and not only the 15th for the walled, but there are other zmanim as well. So the Gemara says, Ema zmanim tuva, maybe there should be a lot of zmanim. Maybe you should be able to read from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Maybe you should be able to read from Adar Aleph. What's the limit? What does zmanim mean? It's an open question, how many times? So the Gemara says, no, the drushas has to be, the zmanim has to be dumya, Dizmanam has to be similar to Zmanam. So Zmanam meant the 14th and 15th, which are two. So Zmanayim, the parallel drasha, has to be also another two. So we have now the 14th and the 15th, and another two, which would be the 12th and the 13th right now. So 14th and 15th is what the Pasuk tells us to do. Zmanayim adds another two, that gives us the 12th and the 13th. So Gemara says, at this very point, Ema Tresar V'Tlesar. Tresar means 12. Telesar means three. So maybe the 12th and the 13th. And what about the 11th? There's no source that you could read on the 11th. We're looking for 5 days. So the Gemara says, and this is a very, very important line, there's a big machlokas, Rashi rushed out to understand the line. We'll just go with Rashi. Ki da'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak shlosha asar zman kila l'chol hi. V'lo tzarech lirbuye. The 13th was a what's called the Zman Kehila. What does Zman Kehila mean? The day of gathering. Everyone gathered together, very good. And it was so obvious that you didn't need to bring a drasha. It was so obvious that you're allowed to read on the 13th. What took place on the 13th? If you look at Rashi, go to the top left. This is a unique page. You have a few like this in Shas. Usually it's in the Gata Gemara, where there are no Tosos on the page, and Rashi goes on both sides of the column. So there happens to not be a Gata here, but still there is no Tosos anyways. So Rashi, who's usually on the inside column here, is also on the outside column. So top left, three lines down, Rashi says, Zman kihila l'cholhi. Hakol nikalu lihinakem moivahem. All the Jews gathered together to take revenge from their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar mekomos. No matter where they lived, whether it was in the capital Shushan or any other place that was in danger. Kemosha kasa b'sefer, like the Megillas Esther says. Hilkach lo tzarech l'ribuye shehei roi l'kriya. There is no need to include this. De ikr hanes bohaya. That was where they were fighting for their own lives. That's where the ikr hanes happened on the 13th. So it's so obvious you're allowed to read on the day. So you didn't have to include the 13th. So when you're coming to include two other days, it must be referring to days earlier, the 11th and the 12th. So now we found the source for all 15. 14th and 15th are said explicitly in the pasuk. The 13th is obvious because of the svara, and the 11th and 12th are included because of the drasha here. So the Gemara said, just to finish this line, Hachanami Shlosha starts Mankila L'cholhi V'lo Tzarech L'Briyo. So here too also, it's so obvious that the 13th you could read on, there's no need to include it. Mar now says, Ema Shitzar V'Shivzar. Maybe we should come to add the two on the other end. Delay it after the 15th. Let's say, you know what the other 2 days are? The 16th and the 17th. Maybe we should have the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, and those be the 5 days. Why are we making it earlier as opposed to shifting it later? So the Gemara says, V'lo Yavor Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavor, in describing Purim, you can't pass it, you can't pass the 15th, so that cuts it off. So the two extra days must be before Purim, which ends up being the 11th and the 12th. So that's the first source. This first source, this whole idea is attributed to who? Who started off this discussion? That was, I think, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Now the Gemara brings another. Let's go with Rabbi Yochanan said this. Rabbi Shemin bar Abba bar Rabbi Yochanan was the first explanation of the source of the 15, the 5 days. Now the Gemara brings an opinion of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. Amar, he says, Amar Kra the Pasuk says, a different source now, Ki yomim asher nachu bahem hayehudim. So the days that the Jews rested, that they stopped fighting, that they were protected from the enemies. Yomim kiyamim, the drash is days like the days. What do you mean kiyamim? Sound like they're adding another set of days along. Kiyamim, another set. What's the other set of days? Lerabos yudalf yudbeis. So he's using the word kiyamim to include the 11th and the 12th. Gemara asks the same back and forth. Maybe these 2 days are coming to include Ema, Tresar, Vetlesar. Maybe it's coming to include the 12th and the 13th, not the 11th and the 12th. And the Gemara says the same svara. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzchak. Yishlosha sar zman kilel choli. The 13th was a day that everyone gathered, as Rashi said. They're protecting themselves, and that was the ikernes. But lo tzarach lirbuya, there's no need to include this. So therefore, the extra words of kiyamim, the extra days, must be the 11th and the 12th. Gemara asks the same question before. Ema shitzar v'shivzar. Maybe it should add on to the end, the 16th and the 17th. The Gemara says, v'lo yavor, you can't go past, v'lo yavor ksiv, you can't go past the 15th. Okay, so very good. Very similar shakli v'taryas. And there are two different sources, again, how we know. Either it's kiyamim or it's zmanim. Those are the two sources. So Gemara wants to know now, what it oftentimes does, why didn't they hold the other drasha? Why did the one who said zmanim not learn from kiyamim? And the one who learned from kiyamim, why didn't he learn from zmanim? That's what the Gemara is going to do now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, my time alo amar mi mazanehem, why didn't he use the word zmanehem as the source of the extra days? Because he says, zman, zmanom, zmanehem lo mashmalei. He doesn't think that implies anything. If you say time, you say times, their times, it's all the same type of word, and there are no extra letters there, and it's not open to making a drasha. Remember, the only time you can make a drasha is if there's an extra letter, an extra word. He didn't feel that zmanim, zmanim were considered extra. So it wasn't an available drasha. He resorted, therefore, to the words kiyamim. So then the Gemara says, what about Rav Shemin bar Abba, who learned the word from kiyamim? He learned from zmanim. My time alo amar mi kiyamim. Why didn't he use the drasha of kiyamim, like the other pinim? When the pasuk says kiyamim, that you're supposed to celebrate like those days, it's not saying that we're supposed to add new days. It's ledoros, lost level. We're going to continue to read in the future, just like they read back in the Shushan Habira, just like they read in the times of Purim. But not to include that there are extra days in each Purim that we celebrate. In the yamim to be, they're going to be reading the Megillah as well. And there's no, it's not an extra word to make a drasha. Okay, fine. So we've concluded the first Amud Omos about the different sources of reading the five different days. 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Again, just to review before you go ahead. The 14th and 15th are Mefurish Pesukim. The 13th is Zman Kehila L'chol, the Ikar Nes. Everyone agrees it's a Svara. And the 11th and 12th are included either from the words Kiyamim or from the words Zmanim. So now the Gemara says we are three wide lines down. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar B'Yochanan. Zu Divei Rabbi Akiva Stimasa. This is Rabbi Akiva. What does it mean Stimasa? When you have a Stam Mishnah, Rashi tells us it's very, very important. Yisod, let's read it because it's important. Shas to understand, in order to understand Shas throughout. The Rashi says we're in the left column again, around, I don't know, 20 lines down. Stimasa. Harbe Stam Mishnah, Stam Rabbi. Rabbi, who authored, or at least put together, he compiled the Mishnayos. And where there's a Stam Mishnah, Stam means, what does Stam mean? Anyone know what Stam means? Regular. What? Regular, but no name. No, closed. Sasa means closed.
I think it's Harbe Stam Mishnah Satam.
Right, it is Satam. You are right. It is a verb. So Harbe Stam Mishnah Sasam or Satam Rebbe, that he hid it. He closed it. He didn't give there an author. It was a nameless. Shehein Divi Rabbi Akiva. So many of the Stam Mishnayos that we don't know who the author is, many of them was Rabbi Akiva. That's what he says. We'll go with that shot for now. So, let's go further. Fine. Then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, we can continue in Rashi. Stimasa kol ha-stumim tamidav hayu. All the stumim were really students of Rabbi Akiva. It's not always Rabbi Akiva. Kedamar B'Sanhedrin, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. When you find the Stam Mishnah, usually it's Rabbi Meir, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. A Stam Tosefta was who? Rabbi Nechemya. A Stam Sifra. Sifra is a Medrash on which Sefer? Anyone know? Sifra is on what? No? Sifri is Ben Rod Dvarim. Sifra is Vayikra. Also called Toras Kohanim. Sifra is Toras Kohanim Vayikra. Sifra is Bamidvar Dvarim together. So Sifra, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. V'chula Stimasa Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Now by the way, these Talmidim were after Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were killed. During Sfiras Omer, he appointed five of them, so these were three of the five that he had appointed to continue his Masorah. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, this Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, is all Rabbi Akiva, or at least his Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The Darish, Zman, Zmanam is my name, who made such a drasha. Aval the Chachamim, who argued, Ein Karin Oso El Bezmana, they did not make such a drasha, and there are only 2 days that you're allowed to read Megillah, which are the 14th, and the 15th. They don't have a hold of this drasha at all. It's only Rabbi Akiva holds of this drasha. Gemara asks now, Meisivei, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, we're quoting a brisa right now. Yehuda comes along, Rabbi Yehuda many times comes to qualify a Mishnah. He says, Amasai, when does this Mishnah hold true that you're allowed to read earlier days? Bizman Sheshanim Kitiknan, V'Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan. When the times, when the years were Kitiknan, what does it mean Kitiknan? Short, not short, no. So if you look at Rashi, see Rashi, what? Exactly. If you look at Rashi, right, Kiddush HaChodesh, all those types of inyanim were based and was basically overseeing all the different years and the months and the times. Rashi says, "Bizman she'ashanim kitiknam, she'ashanim misabros al pi bezin." When they used to have, they wanted to know whether there's a new month or not, so Adam would see the new moon and they'd report back to the bezin. So they'd have to know whether you add on a 30th day or not. So when the Zmanim Kitiknan, and Klai Yisrael was living Alad Masan, which of course is Eretz Yisrael, that's the only time you're allowed to read earlier. Aval, the Gemara says, Aval Bezman Hazen, nowadays where we don't have that, Hol Mistaklin Ba, Ein Korn Asa El Bezmana. What do you mean Mistaklin Ba? Since the Aniyim, right, the Aniyim are looking forward to the Matanos Ev Yonim, right, that's what it's referring to. Does Rashi say anything here? Rashi's hakolt of him that everybody's anticipating Mikra Megillah. I think it's referring to particularly the Aniyim who are exposed to accept the Matanos Lev Yonim. They're excited to get Matanos Lev Yonim. They need the money. So since they're anticipating the 14th and the 15th, we only read Bizmana. That's nowadays. So now the Gemara wants to understand this Braisa for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda, who qualifies, again, this whole mission that we just learned, that you could read earlier, is only a situation where Klal Yisrael is in control of the Beis Din and the calendar, and they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Bizman Hazeh, we only read on the 14th and the 15th. So the Gemara wants to know, this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Deman, who is he qualifying? Who is he explaining? According to which opinion is he coming to qualify? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Kiva. If he's coming to qualify Rabbi Kiva, who authored our Mishnah, apparently, Afil Bizman Hazeh, Isla Haitakanta. Rabbi Kiva never made such a limitation. Rabbi Kiva's halacha seems to be across the board, that you're allowed to read forever, any year, any generation, you can read the 11th, 12th, 13th. El alav aliba de Rabbanim. Is it not that he's coming to qualify the Rabbanim? And we see that only Bizman, we see actually Bizman Sheshanim Kitiknan Vishal Shrun Alad Masan, when Klai Yisrael is in control of the calendar and they're living in Eretz Yisrael, Miukrinan, they are able to read. And this is Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. What does that mean? Again, Rabbi Yochanan said before, the whole Mishnah is only in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim do not allow you ever to read earlier than the 14th. But this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says it can't be coming to qualify Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says you're always allowed to read earlier. So who's he coming to qualify? It must be that he's coming to qualify the Chachamim, which tells us that the Chachamim do agree that there are certain situations where they do let you read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, which is against what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan said across the board, the Chachamim never let you read earlier. So the problem is Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora. And Rabbi Yochanan, as great as he was, he cannot argue on a Mishnah, on the Tana. So we have here, this is the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan is pretty much checkmated with the Tiyufta. He goes against the Mefurish Tana, it's a Tiyufta, there's no way to answer this question. And he was incorrect in his statement. Fine, the Gemara now says, Ikadami. There is another version of this discussion. We'll read through it quickly. Pretty much the same idea, but it's a slightly different presentation. Ikadami. Amar Rabba Bar Barchanam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Zu de Rabbi Kiva Stimasa. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, at least in his base medrash, his Talmidim at least, who wrote the Mishnah. Aval Chachamim Amru Bizman Hazeh. Ho Mistaken Ba Ein Korin Osa El Bizmana. Nowadays, since the Anim are anticipating Mikra Megillah, particularly the Matanos Levyonim, we only read on the proper time, never earlier. And Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa comes along to support this. And it's not a question in this case, it's actually a support. That's the difference. The support is that Amr of Yehuda, Eimasai Bizman Shesham Kitiknan Visal Shunai Al Masan, when is it true that you're allowed to read earlier? Only when Klal Yisrael is in control of the calendar and of they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Abba Bizman Hazeh. And this would be a support for the Chachamim's presentation. Okay. Last line of the Amud, the Gemara says, now, Rav Ashi, Kashile de Bihuda de Bihuda. Rav Ashi had a question of one statement of Rabbi Yehuda onto another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is giving us a little structure before he goes into the details here. Umokim la lebraisa kabiyosi bar Yehuda. And the Gemara is going to end up answering the question that one of the Braises is not actually Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. So what exactly was the question, and what was the answer? So the Gemara says, Umi amar Rabbi Yehuda bizman hazeh, ho mistaklin ba ein kornosa el bizmana. Does Rabbi Yehuda really make such a qualification that the only time that you're allowed to read on the earlier days is when we had control of the land, but nowadays you are not allowed to read earlier? Does he really say that? Rumini, we have a braisa elsewhere, in the name of Rabbi Yossi himself, Rabbi Yehuda himself rather, Amasai, when is this true that you're allowed to read earlier on the 11th, 12th, or 13th? It's only Makom Shenichnesin B'Sheni B'Chamishi, only situations where the villagers come in on Mondays and Thursdays. Let's say you go to a place where they don't come in earlier. The villagers stay in their town, they don't go to the big city. So are we going to make them come Mondays and Thursdays? They don't come anyways. So that wouldn't be the case. It's only where the villagers come in anyways on Mondays and Thursdays, so we let them then read it on that day. A place where the villagers have nothing to do with the big city, then they don't read earlier, they have to read on the actual day. Then ain karnosa el bizmana. So makom, however, so the Gemara makes a dig now. Makom shenichnasin b'sheni b'chamishi, however, in a place where the villagers would go in on a Monday and on a Thursday, Miakrinan, they would read on Mondays and Thursdays, Vafilu Bizman Hazeh, even Bizman Hazeh. There is no limitation. Right? Thank you. Right, you hear that again? Rabbi Yehuda said, this whole Mishnah, which you're allowed to read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Rabbi Yehuda limited this only to back then. But Bezman Hazeh, you're not allowed to read earlier. This Mishnah that we're bringing now seems to say even Bezman Hazeh, you're still allowed to read the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. That's the stira. And the Ravashi answers, he says, not a problem. Umoki la Braisa. He says the Braisa is not really Rabbi Yehuda, it's really Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. But very simple, there's no stira. There's a machlokas tonight. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks a very important question. Umishim the Kashile, the Yehuda, Mokim la Braisa, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Because we had a problem because we couldn't figure out a stira. Rabbi Yehuda said two different things. We have to therefore change the girsa. We can't just start changing the girsas and like, this doesn't make sense. Let's say it's a different author. It doesn't make sense to do that. We don't have that authority. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Ashi Shmile Dika, he heard. He had such a Masora. Dika Detani Le Rabbi Yehuda. Vika Detani Le Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. He knew that there are two Braises and two different authors. He just wasn't sure which one, which Braise, there's a number of Braises, which one he authored. And then he came across Umidikashile Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda. Then he encountered the Stira. He said, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda arguing with himself. So he realized it must be that he once heard that Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda once had such a position, then he was able to change the girsa. I mean, I can't just change a girsa because I found a mistake. But if I had a Masora that Rabbi Yossi had something to do with this halacha, and then I find the mistake, I could put one and one together, two and two together, and say, there's a mistake here. Rabbi Yossi says something about Megillah. I could put them together and say, it must really be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and not just Rabbi Yehuda playing. But again, without that question in the first place, you can't just erase the author and change who the author is. Okay, Gemara now says, so Amar, man the Tani Lake Rabbi Yehuda, so the one who holds Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka, and man the Tani Lake Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, dafka. So the one who teaches Rabbi Yehuda, he, the one who I heard the Bryce from that quotes Rabbi Yehuda, that guy was incorrect. It was lav dafka, he made a mistake. And the guy I heard in the Masorah in the past that this Bryce was authored by Rabbi Yossi Behuda, that must have been a correct dafka. That must have been a correct Masorah that I heard. Okay, great. So just to review that for a second, just to recap very quickly, what we learned in that section is that there is machlokas about who authored this Mishnah, where really everyone says Rabbi Kiva authored this Mishnah, and the Chachamim say that you're never allowed to read earlier, and ends up being that Bizman Hazeh, within the world of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, again, who authored the Mishnah, who allows you to read on Yudalf, Yudbeit, Yudgimel, what does he hold by about Bizman Hazeh? That's another machlokas. Does Rabbi Kiva say even Bizman Hazeh you're allowed to read earlier? Or that only applied then, but Bizman Hazeh, he doesn't allow you to do it anymore. That's in the world of Rabbi Kiva. And the Chachamim say that you're never allowed to read earlier, not even back then, and not even now. Those are pretty much three positions. Again, two opinions within Rabbi Kiva, and then Chachamim. Gemara now says the two dots. Krachim hamukafin choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun karen b'chamisha asar. The walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun were able to read on the 15th. So menahani mili, how do I know? So we already know that which days you're allowed to read on. 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. But how do I know who reads on which day? So we know the kfarim have a certain heter of reading on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, if it's Yom HaKnisa. But what about the walled cities versus the unwalled cities? How do I know which one reads on the 14th? And which reads on the 15th? So Gemara wants to know, Menoha Nimila, what's the source? So Amar Rava, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Aken ha-Yehudim ha-Prazim, ha-Yoshvim ba-Ari ha-Prazos. The Jews of the Prazim are open, unwalled cities, who are sitting in the unwalled cities. I'll read the rest of the Pasuk, because it's very important here. The rest of the Pasuk on the side tells me that, Osim es yom ar-basar l'cholesh adar, simcho mishcha. So the Prazos, the Yudim, the Prazim, the Ari Prazos, they would read on the 14th. So the Gemara makes a very simple diik. Mi de Prazim bar Basar. By the way, whenever the word says Vagomer, when the Gemara quotes a Pasuk and says Vagomer, it's usually the Vagomer which is the important part of the Pasuk. So look up the Pasuk. It's very helpful now they have the Pasuk on the side here. So again, from the fact that the Pasuk says that the Prazim read on the 14th, that tells us Mi de Prazim bar Basar, it implies that Mokfos b'chamishasar. It must be that the walled cities are reading on the 15th. Because again, remember, the Pasuk tells us already 14th and 15th. We have to fill in the blank. Who's reading on the 14th? Who's reading on the 15th? So the Pasuk answers the question. The Prazim are reading on the 14th. That leaves a blank for the 15th. We fill in the blank. Very easy. Who's the 15th? The walled cities. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Maybe say the following. Ema Prazim bar Basar. Maybe the unwalled cities read on the 14th. and the mokvin of klal kalo, and the waltzes are completely exempt. They don't read at all. Gemara said, well, that's a very strange question. V'lav Yisrael ninu? Are they not Jews also? They also have a chiyuv to read. Just because they live in a walled city, they're patur from wearing tefillin, they're patur from tefillah, they're patur from megillah. Doesn't make any sense. How could you suggest that the walled city should be patur entirely from the megillah? V'od, moreover, mihoduvad kush ksiv. Mihoduvad kush, what does that tell us? That the miracle of Purim encompassed the entire world. So they also experienced the nes of Purim and should also have to read the megillah. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So therefore, from the fact that the 14th is for the Prozim, must be that the 15th is for the walled cities. Gemara says, I have another suggestion. Ema, let's say, the Prozim are Bar Besar, and the Mokvin Bar Besar Ubachamesar. Fine, the unwalled cities can read only on one day, the 14th. But maybe the walled cities have to read on 2 days, the 14th and the 15th. Because again, the Pasuk doesn't tell us what the walled cities do. So the Gemara says you can't have that the walled cities read on 2 days because Kedechsiv, the Pasuk, tells us Lios Osim is Yom Arbasar L'chodesh Adar Ves Yom Chamishasar Bo B'chol Shana. So the Gemara says, quoting the Pasuk, it says the 14th and the 15th each year. So it sounds like Ihavaksiv, had the Pasuk said as Yom Arbasar V'chamishasar Kedekamras, that they link them together, Yom Arbasar V'chamishasar, the Vav connects them, then you could suggest you read on both days. Hashad Dechsiv Es Yom Arbasar V'es, the S is separating. The second V'es Yom Chamishasar Asa Es, the word S comes to Pasuk, separates Honey Bar Baisar. These, the unwalled seeds are reading the 14th, and the S separates in the honey, the other, the walled seeds are reading Chamishasar, are reading the 15th. So that's how we know the unwalled are on the 14th, and the walled are on the 15th. Mark says, wait a second. V'ema prozim bar besar. Maybe the unwalled cities have to read on the 14th, but the mokvin, the walled cities, are going to be ibai bar besar, ibai b'chamesar. Maybe they have an option. They can't read on 2 days. The pasuk already excludes, you can't have 2 days. But maybe they should be able to choose whatever is more convenient for them to either read on the 14th or read on the 15th. So Gemara says, can't be. Amar kra bizmanem, we saw this earlier, zmano shazel, zmano shazel. This time can't be that time, it has to be mutually exclusive. So just like the prozim can only read on the 14th, so too the walled cities can only read on the 15th, they do not have any option. Mar says, okay, maybe suggest, ema betlesar, maybe the walled cities should read really on the 13th. We saw earlier about the 13th, that was the ikrenes was on that day. The Gemara says, Kishushan, they should be like Shushan. So Rashi explains, what does it mean like Shushan? So look at Rashi. See Rashi, it's around, I don't know, 20 lines down. Umishani Kishushan. Kamen delo ramiz lecha kasev zman hamokvin emasu. Since the Pasuk never hints when the walled cities are. V'ashchan Shushan shasu b'tesvav. We find that Shushan was explicitly in the psukim that certainly did celebrate on Tezvav. Mistavras shosa yom shar lemukvin. Must be that that day, which already was being used by another place, namely Shushan, was meant to drag in the walled cities along with it. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to read on the 13th because no one read on the 13th. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ashchan Asiya. So we find this all to be true about Asiya. What's Asiya referring to? Right, Rashi is the Mishta, exactly the parting and the Yom Tov, all the celebrating. That takes place on the unwalled for the 14th. And the wall for the 15th. So all the pasuk we brought right now has only to do with the asiyah, because the pasuk says, let's get the pasuk here one moment. Lios osim es yom arbasar. To do, the doing is the mishta, the partying, the drinking, the mishloach manos. But what about the zechira? What's zechira referring to? The kriya, right? The remembering. The kriyas megillah is supposed to remember the megillah, remember the story. How do I know that the zechira, the remembering, which we're now meaning is the kriya, the reading, minolam, what's the source of that too, has the same halacha as that the unwalled on the 14th and the walled on the 15th. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, quotes a pasuk in Esther again, v'hayomim ha'ela, these days are nizkarim v'nasim, two words next to each other, the days to be remembered, which is a reference to zechira kriya of Megillah, and the nasim, the doing, iskish zechira li'asiyah, there's a hekesh. So whatever halacha is applied to the asiyah, will carry also over to the Zechira, to the Kriya. So now we've answered the questions that unwalled are on the 14th and the walled on the 15th. Okay. So good right now. We just found the source of the 14th versus the 15th. Just to review again, that the unwalled cities are Mefurish in the Pasuk, the 14th. How do we know when the walled cities are? through a number of questions back and forth, we concluded it has to be on the 15th. Just like Shushan HaBir is on the 15th, so too the walled cities are on the 15th as well. Now the Gemara wants to quote a brisa. It says, Masnisin delo kehaiktana. Our Mishnah is not like the Tana, like the author of the following brisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer krochen hamukfin chomem mimoshe achashverosh koren bechamisha asar. The walled cities that we're talking about date back not all the way to Yeshua ben Nun's time, but rather dates back to Achashverosh's time, which is of course much later than Yeshua ben Nun. How far back are we going? Our Mishnah explicitly said Yeshua ben Nun. This brisa, who is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, says it goes back to Achashverosh. So we see that clearly are very different. My time, what was the reasoning for Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha why he dated back to Achashverosh? Ki Shushan, just like Shushan. Ma Shushan mokavis choma mimos Achashverosh, the Koran b'chamishasar. Shushan was not walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. It was only walled from the times of Achashverosh. So it's walled from the times of Achashverosh, and it's read on the 15th, Af kol shem mukavis choma mimos Achashverosh, Koran b'chamishasar. So too, all other walled cities has to be modeled like Shushan. So just like, again, Shushan is from the times of Achashverosh, so too all other walled cities that we're referring to has to be walled from Achashverosh's time. It's very, very mistaber, very, very logical, very sensible to say that. The question really becomes in our Mishnah, why does our Mishnah go all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun? What does he have to do with Purim? Nothing. So Tana Didan, our Mishnah, my time, Yalef, what's their source? My time, Yalef, they learn, praze. When you see two words back and forth, that means it's a gzera shava. Before it was a hekesh, now this is a gzera shava. Praze. Ksiv hach, it says in the context of Megillas Esther, akein hayudim haprazim. Uksiv hasim, it's written in the context of Yeshua. This pasuk's actually not in Yeshua, but it's referring to when anticipating his entrance into Eretz Yisrael. It refers to the prazim in Parshas Devarim. It says, levad me'arei ha-praze harbe, the pasuk says in Devarim again. So we have the hekesh mod, mala halan mokbas choma mimosh Yeshua ben Nun, just like the unwalled cities of Devarim were the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Afkan, so to hear by Megillas Esther, has the mukvas choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. It's a gzer shava. That again, the word prazim appears in Megillas Esther. The word prazim appears in Dvarim. Just like the word in Dvarim is referring to the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so too through the gzer shava, Megillah is referring to the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Even though it doesn't seem so sensible, Achashverosh makes more sense because that was what was going on at the time. Still, nonetheless, the gzer shava tells us otherwise. Okay, so there's a machlokes. Did the walled cities go back to Yeshua or does it go back to Achashverosh? Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who learned that it goes back to the times of Achashverosh, lo amar ketana didan, he didn't learn like our Mishnah, de lesle praze. What does it mean he didn't have praze? Why doesn't he hold of it? Why not? Exactly. There's halacha, ein adam don gzer shava me atzmo. I cannot create my own gzer shavas. I can't say, there's a word there, and there's a word there, let's connect it and learn some halacha. The gzer shava has to come from a mesorah. It's very limited. I can only have it from a Kabbalah from my Rebbe. It's very possible I have a Kabbalah and you do not have a Kabbalah, which gets into other issues, how that works. But either way, he didn't have the Kabbalah. So he can't just make up a gzer shava. So therefore, Rabbi Shuben Karcha didn't have any option. The gzer shava wasn't an option for him. That's why he did not learn like our Mishnah, who did use a gzer shava. So, excuse me, Ela Tana Nidan, my time alo amar Rabbi Shuben Karcha. Why did our Mishnah reject Rabbi Shuben Karcha? What was wrong? Rabbi Shuben Karcha said it was a very sensible point. If Megillas Esther was the times of Achashverosh, that should have been the model for all other walled cities. So why did our Mishnah reject Achashverosh as being the model? So he explains, my time, what do you mean? The Islay Prazi. Because he has a Gzer Shava, that's why. He has a Gzer Shava that tells us that we go back to Yeshua ben Nun. The Gzer Shava trumps any other Svara. So Gemara says, no, Ela Hachi Kamar. What he means to say is, Ela Shushan David Kiman. Shushan becomes the problem. Why? Lo kiprazim velo kumokvim. It doesn't fall into either category. It doesn't read in the 14 like the unwalled cities, and it reads in the 15th, but it's not really walled, dating back to Yeshua ben Nun. Our mission requires Yeshua ben Nun to be the time period of the walled cities. Shushan doesn't go back so far. So how do you figure out Shushan Abira? That's very, very challenging. That's the question. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amri Le Kidi. Kidi is a name. Shiny Shushan Hol Venasa Bones. You're right. Shushan's very unique. And according to the logic of our Mishnah, Shushan should really read on the 14th, because it wasn't walled, dating back to Yeshua ben Nun. But But since it's the Nes, the Ikar Nes happened in Shushan, it was the capital of the whole story. So therefore, they wanted to make it very special and made it stick out on the 15th. We have very little cities that we know that are walled. The Gemara is going to go through some of them. Yerushalayim is certainly one of them. Tiberias is a machlokas. Very few places. So Shushan is one of a few places that read on the 15th. It makes it very unique and very special. And that's why he wanted to stick out. Okay, let's go a little further, guys. Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. The Tana Didan, our Mishnah, Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk says in Megillah. Medino, Medina, Ve'ir, Me'ir. What does that mean? When you say Medina, Medina, Ir, Me'ir, it's coming to distinguish between two different places and two different cities. Medina, Medina, L'chalik, Bein, Mokvin, Chomos, Yeshu, Menun, L'mokvas, Chomem, Yeshu, Mimos, Achashverosh. Each word Medina is coming to distinguish within the category of walled cities. There are two different types of walled cities. There are some walled cities that date back to Yeshu ben Nun that are going to read on the 15th. And there's another group of walled cities that do not date back, that only date back to Achashverosh, which will not be reading on the 15th, rather on the 14th. That's the first distinction of Medina versus Medina. Then we have Ir v'Ir is also Nami l'chalik bein Shushan l'Shar Yaros. That there's two different types of unwalled cities. There's the unwalled cities that read on the 14th, and then the Shushan, which is also, according to our standards, also considered unwalled, which reads on the 15th. So the two distinctions that are needed, from one from Medina, Medina, and the other one learned from earlier. Ella, the problem becomes, according to Bishum and Karcha, Bishma, Medina, Medina, we understand the first distinction, L'chalik bein Shushan l'shar yaros. That Shushan's different than all the other cities, in that what? All the other walled cities, the walled cities all read the other way around, in all regular cities, I guess. Let's see, what does Rashi say here? Is there Rashi here? There must be Rashi here. By the way, the exact way, the way Rashi says it's different gears, because it doesn't make so much sense the way it is in the Gemara right now. See Rashi, two narrow lines up, he says, Hachi Garsinan. Ella l'Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Bishma, this makes sense. Medina, Medina, l'chalik bein mokvin chomos mimos achashverosh, l'shein mokvin mimos achashverosh. He's distinguishing not between Shushan like the Gemara says, it's a different girsa, between walled cities and unwalled cities. That's the first distinction for Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Walled cities from achashverosh are on the 15th, and unwalled cities are on the 14th. But that only tells what to do with Medina and Medina. But according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Ela ir v'ir, lamai also, what do you learn from the second distinction of ir l'ir? He has nothing to do with this. So, amel chav Yishu min karcha, wait a second. Ulatan didan minicha, according to our mission, the mission of our Gemara, does it make sense? Came into Islay praze praze, medina medina lamali. They also have a problem. Remember, our Mishnah, how did our Mishnah know that the walled cities go back to Yeshua ben Nun? Because the gzer shava praze praze. So that's the source. So you don't need medina medina to teach us that same halacha. So our Mishnah also has a problem of what's the second, now Medina, Medina teaches us the other halacha, and ear to ear becomes extra. So both Tana Didan and Rabbi Shuman Karcha have an extra word here, ear to ear. What are both of them going to do with this? So it's a fair question on both sides. So the Gemara says you're right. So Ella Kra L'drasha Hudasa. This extra pasuk of ear to ear, both for our Tana and Rabbi Shuman Karcha, comes to teach us a special drasha, which is what? Levi, the Asr Dama Rabbi Shuben Levi came to teach us krach v'chol ha-samechlo v'chol ha-nir imo nidon k'krach. If you have a city and chol ha-samechlo, anyone near that city or any other village, suburb near that city, and any suburb that appears part of that city is judged like that actual city. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, two lines up, nidon k'krach v'korin b'tezvav. So if you have a big city, a big walled city, that dates back, you have Yerushalayim, let's say, dates back, the walls dates back to Yeshua ben Nun, you read on the 15th, and you have all these suburbs that are either next to it, or from the distance, they look a part of it, look like, oh, one large city and suburbs, you read along with Yerushalayim on the 15th as well. So the Gemara goes on to explain. So that's the drasha of ear to ear, even in an ear that's not actually the walled city, but it's part of the ear, that's what ear to ear comes to teach us. So the Gemara says, okay, up until what point? Sorry, I'm going to add kama. Until how far? What's considered samach? Samach has to be defined. Is samach 1 mile away? Is it 25 miles away? What's the distance? So comes along, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Visema Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Kimachmasan Litaveria meal. Like the city or the town, I don't know how big it was, from Machmasan to Litaveria, two different locations, which is the distance of a meal. That's how far we allow a suburb to be concluded as part of the larger city. Kabar says, wait a second. Lema meal. Why did they have to tell me Machmasan to Taveria is a meal? Just say a meal. I know what a meal is. Kabar says, you don't know what a meal is. How Kamashmalan, the shiur of the meal, Kamahave, Kimachmasan Litaveria. I don't know what a meal is. How do you describe a meal? The only way to describe it, if you have another mill. Well, what's the first mill? I don't have a measuring tape that's a mill. But if I know where Taveri is, I know where Machmasan is, I go, pull the measuring tape, and that tells me what a mill is, that's what I should use. So now the mill is the measuring tape for when I have a big city like Yerushalayim, which is walled, that region of 15, if there are any suburbs that are within a radius of a mill, is included in part of the walled city of Yerushalayim, and would read in the 15th, just like Yerushalayim. Okay, so this last piece, just to summarize quickly, is that we have a machlokas here between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon Karcha, whether the walled cities date back to Yeshu ben Nun, our Mishnah, or does it date back to Achashverosh, according to Rabbi Shimon Karcha. And that was machlokas. It's two different sources, whether it be the Gzer Shava versus just the time period of Purim taking place at that point. And then we finally had a Josh of Eliyahu to come to teach us this very last halacha, that a city, along with other suburbs, are included within that bigger city to read on the 15th. Should I recap everything in 60 seconds or no? Yes? No?
Start tomorrow with a happy recap.
Okay, start tomorrow with a happy recap. Okay. Shkoyach, guys.
Tomorrow night.